There's a very unusual afternoon that we mamish kemat came off the buses right into Musavad, right into this Seder. It's an unusual. Of course, the reason for it is the yeshiva had a chasna last night. It's not often a yeshiva gives off for a wedding. And we come back Sunday night as clockwork. And this off, we came back this morning. Morty is somebody who put a lot into the yeshiva. Besides Baruch Hashem getting from the yeshiva and learning here, he put a lot into the yeshiva. And to see him rewarded with the type of chasna he had last night, that was a gorgeous wedding. And he deserved, Martcha deserved such a wedding, deserved that the yeshiva pasha delayed. I'm reminded by Miriam. Miriam was somebody who gave us Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu's existence, it was her prophecy, her nevuah to Amram that caused Moshe Rabbeinu to be born. She waited to see what would happen to Moshe. She took responsibility for Moshe Rabbeinu. And years later when she had Saras, so Klal Yisrael should have traveled on. All of Klal Yisrael waited and didn't travel. To wait for Miriam was Hakar Satayv to Miriam. She brought us Moshe Rabbeinu. We had the Be'erei Shel Miriam the entire time we're in the desert. We had delicious drink, delicious water to drink, fresh, cold water because of Miriam. And when it came time that she had Saras, all of Klal Yisrael waited for Miriam. Here, Martcha Chas V'Shalom, not Saras. He had the opposite of a Tzara. He had a happy thing of a Chasna. But it was appropriate for Martcha, an unusual step, that for his Sunday night wedding, we delayed the whole yeshiva's return. Martcha deserved that. And really, I wanted to be makatov to him for all that he gave to yeshiva, and to be makatov to the chevra that the guys got it. I love that the chevra came in big numbers. This was a yeshiva simcha. Somebody who put into the yeshiva, took from the yeshiva, gave to yeshiva, was a yeshiva simcha. L'maisa were coming right back to learning Musar. I want to share a vart with the Chevra that's, it's not a cute vart. A lot of what we're trying to do here, a lot of what we're trying to do in Musarvad together, a lot of what we're trying to do in the yeshiva in general, if you had five Divrei Torah that represented the yeshiva, there's a good chance this one would get in there. It's a Sfas Emes that's incredible. I waited for the whole Shabbos to share this with Yehuda Zelman, and I want to share this with the Chevra. An incredible Sfas Emes. Shalom, listen to this Sfas Emes. The beginning of the parasha, Avram Avinu is told, Vayomer Hashem al Avram. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, travel to Eretz Yisrael, and the world is yours, Yitzhak. He mamish hands him the keys to the world. He tells Avram Avinu, until now, I decided who gets a brach and who not. You couldn't make this up. I'll read the Rashi. Ad achshav, until today, haya biyadi, it was in my power. Beirachti as Adam es noyach vaysach, I benched Adam. I benched noyach, I benched you. Me achshav ata tvarich as asher techbaitz. You bless who you feel, you choose who's worthy of blessing this animal. Wild. God gives like the keys of the world, Kemat. I'm being megazim, slightly, slight exaggeration. But until now, I chose who to bench. From now on, Avram, you choose who to bench. It's wild, Benji. Avram's like giving the keys. What's fascinating, and the Ramban asked this kasha, are you? Any thinking person, I have a friend, there's a guy who lives in Lakewood. He used to, he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a beautiful yid. He had a bakery in Lakewood. His son's a Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood. He's an old friend of my father. And he's a Talmud Chacham Muflig. He's a serious Talmud Chacham. Now he's the type, there are certain people like this, they're very brainy. And they're like cerebral people. And he's like always thinking about something. When he walks into your house, he's like in the middle of a kasha. But you're not even sure what... You might have had a conversation like 15 years ago and he's continuing the conversation. He might have had a conversation with somebody else. I kid you not. He came to my house a couple of years ago, like 12 at night. He drove from Lakewood. He was bringing a bacher that he wanted to get in the yeshiva. So he just showed up to my house. I get a knock. I was talking, I think Reb Chaim Cohen was in my house. I was talking to the Rosh Kol at the time of the yeshiva. Knock, and the door opens. My house, he knows you can just come in. He knocks, and he opens the door. It's mamish a pella, he says. Like, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? What do you do? It's 12 at night. Like, what? But he comes, it's such a pella. And he like asks the cash. I didn't know what sugya, what do you, but like you figure out like 10 minutes into the conversation where he comes from. Rev Ezi Shlita, who's always like orangutan and learning. Rev Ezi does that. If you know Rev Ezi, you could call him up. And he's in the middle of a cash. You know what I'm talking about, Yisachem? Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem does that to us. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Avram, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to the land I will yet show you, and the keys to the world are yours. Who is Avram? What did he do? Naftali, he deserve this? Give me a shot. Introduce the man. Talk to me. It Lech Lecha is so abrupt. I don't know anything about Avram. Avram's born a few psukim before. It says nothing about his sitkus. Doesn't say what he did, what he was. Mamish, nothing. I fine comb these psukim to look. In the psukim, it doesn't introduce Avram at all. And all of a sudden, we're told, Avram, God Eretz Yisrael, the world's yours. The Ramban Nafti, yes, this Gashem. Nayach, Hashem Martcha saves Nayach, but we're introduced to who he was. Eila told us, Nayach is Tzaddik. Nayach didn't steal, Chazal teach us. Tzaddik. He was very erlich. Tamim, he had emuna. Okay, Shalom Aleichem. You introduce Nayach. Then Hashem says, I'm destroying the world, not this man. Nayach's different. Nayach has a certain, he doesn't steal, he's very erlich. Straight in business, doesn't touch what's not his. He has emuna. Ah, that's why he's saved. Avram Avinu, there's no introduction, Meir Zibani, you made the Ramban, yes, this cash is like wild. Vayayim Hashem al Avram, God Eretz Yisrael, and the keys to the world are yours. What were his behaviors? What did he do? Why did he earn this? Nisanel, it bothers you, this kasha? Tell me, like, I want to learn, but without giving me any intro. You see why it's sushta, like coming in the middle of a conversation. All of a sudden, we're like, burst on the scene. Hashem said to Avram, God Eretz Yisrael, the keys to the world are yours. What did he do? Who was he? What did he do to merit this? That's the kasha. The Ramban Aryeh asks this kasha. Says the Sfas Emes, Nairik. The Sfas Emes energizes me. And I want to share the Sfas Emes with the Chevra. This is the mission, Mayor, of your life, my life. This is the mission of the life. Says the Sfas Emes like this. Every single human being who ever lived before Avram, during Avram, and after Avram gets the same call that Avram Avinu got. Lech lecha me'artzcha me'meladetcha me'beis avicha. Every human being, no matter what family, what situation they're born, we all have natural things that we have to rise past the nature. A table is born a table, lives a table, and ends as a table. A table has no capacity to advance, to change from what it's naturally. It's a table, and that's what it stays. A tree was born a tree, exists as a tree, and ends as a tree. It has no capacity to be anything different than a tree. A human being has the capacity to overcome its nature, to pass the nisyonos, to go further, to dig deeper, to be more. That's what a human being has the capacity for, to change, to develop. I was talking to a bacher this morning. If you could all visualize with me the 40th gathering, picture a college class, you know, the 1987 class at any college you want, and 40 years later they have a gathering of the college, of that graduating class, the seniors of that year. There, it's a graduation gatherings, reunions, are fascinating places. I just was Zaycha. Baruch Hashem, one of my best friends in the world, married off his daughter. And at the Chasna was a reunion of old friends. Baruch Hashem, we all graduated a couple of years ago, and really over 5 years ago, we graduated high school. And we got together, beautiful get-together. We graduated 29 years ago. And we had a get-together. It was like a reunion. Reunions are fascinating, Nisano. To see how different people age, different people's journeys. Reunions are fascinating. We had a class reunion. We got together at this chasna there. So reunions are fascinating. MJ, tell me if you agree. There are certain chiddushim at every reunion, the following chiddush tends to happen. You have somebody who was a great ball player. He was a great ball player. And everybody sees him at the reunion. He once was like a cool, everybody was into him. And people look at him, Johnny? Like that, that's like, that at many reunions, Johnny? Out of somehow, life didn't do him well. He did. He's less cool than, sports happens to mask a lot. And in younger years, a guy's good athlete, everybody's like bowing to him. He might have personality deficiencies and all different. Sports tends to mask a lot. But that's not what I want to say. That's not what I want to say. What I want to say is the guy has a gift of sports. And don't mock it. It's very good for a youngster. A guy has a gift of sports, allows him to have confidence, a very good thing. It could help him spiritually, it could help him eternally. It gave him a certain confidence, and he could parlay, he could turn that into a lot of production. That confidence, that good feeling, should now give him the strength to take on life. But what people can do with natural gifts is he can rely on his sports and remain very undeveloped. You find that athletes and good-looking people could either take the good looks and it gave him confidence, it gave him a standing, and he uses it to advance, or he could just rely on it and just stay the same. A guy's a good athlete, he could just always like sit on his athletics for years. And instead of developing and becoming something special, he's a good athlete. Like that alone gives him something, gives him some form of notoriety, it gives him some sort of attention. And he just stays there and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't advance. He doesn't build. He doesn't create. He just stays the same. Good looks and athletics are very dangerous like that. The two people are most surprised is the athletic guy, Johnny? Like, what happened? The whole class, like, developed and flowered. And the athlete, like, he's sort of like, you know, he comes to the reunion 40 with his basketball jersey, like... Everybody's like dressed nice. I don't know. There's like underdeveloped, the good looking guy also. Bill? Like everybody's like, Bill? Is that you? Like, was hat geschehen? What happened? Because now good looks is a good thing. He could use it for confidence, very important good looks. Any talent, skill, a guy's a good athlete's very important. Any skill a guy has. But the goal is to take it, to have confidence, to take it, to build from there. But build, I'll be build. Every person who ever lived has a charge. Build more, create further. It's nice you have charisma. It's nice you have good looks. It's nice you have good athleticism. It's nice, all your gifts are nice. Now build. Lech lecha me'artzcha me'ladetcha me'beis abicha. That which you got as a youngster. That which you were bequeathed, lech lecha, go, move, advance. It doesn't even say, it's interesting if you read the words, it doesn't say tsay. It doesn't say go out of your land, lech. Lech not say, you're not, you don't abandon what you have, but go, bring with, of course, bring your skills, bring the good parts. But lech lecha, but move, but advance, but move forward. Every human being who ever lived says this, Svasemis. Svasemis writes this. He says every single person in history is charged with lech lecha, me'artzcha, me'ladcha, me'savicha. Avram Avinu is the one who heard it and took it to heart and lived it. So we described, Hashem says, lech lecha, and I'll give you the keys to the world. We asked, tell me why he deserved it. It's so sussum. The Torah is so not explained. The answer is it is explained. This very command that he was given and heard and listened to it is the very zchus. That's the zchus that Avram had, that he's zaycha to be a person who has the keys to the world, so to speak. Because he heard the command of Lech Lecha and he heeded the command. And these words to us, we're back in yeshiva after a little break. And the words that we want to hear is Lech Lecha me'artzcha me'ladcha me'savicha. We all have wonderful kelim. And we all have something that we're born with its advantages, with its challenges, with its difficulties. Build something further. Take the kelim and build on it. Turn it into things. Turn it into stuff. Lech lecha me'artzcha. Don't get stuck from the things of youth. Don't settle there. Don't just stay there. Build further. Advance and create and develop. A lot of the secret that is Durham, that is our yeshiva. A lot of the secret is a place of chiyus, because people move and develop and push on. It's not just this is what I am and just play it out. Push on, take ourselves, develop more asmada with pushing, with a fight. Develop better with minyanim. Develop better. Don't settle. Don't settle. I'm becoming a shtickle yekish in my old age. It's 27. It's time to grow up. So let's go. It's very easy to say my nature is. So you're a tree. You're a table. Dogs, my nature is. We're not a hunt. We're not a dog. We're a human being. Lech lecha me'artzcha, what you were, what you had, so advance. Move forward, step forward. Push a little more, do a little more. So this Nairadika Svasemis of Lech lecha me'artzcha, me'ladcha, me'beis avicha, he says that it doesn't explain what Avram was zeicha to this. Hearing this call and heeding the call is gufa why he was zeicha, and that's the message to us. You want all these blessings of Avram, heed this call. Hear the call that Avram Avinu responded to. So that's one Svas Emes that I wanted to share with the Chevra. I want to share a second Svas Emes with the Chevra. Hashem says to Avram something that all of us learned in youth. I want to expound. I want to expand on it. I want to develop something. There's something big here. Hashem, in telling Avram to move past his nature, to rise, to develop, to figure out, to put together, not just to settle, this is the way I was. People go through things and have challenges, but let's go build something. Avram Avinu is told, where should I go? Lech lecha, where should I go? Hashem says, Ela aretz asher areka, to the land I will yet show you. He doesn't say where to go, I'll yet show, you'll see it. Says Rashi, what's this, Ela aretz asher areka, the land I'll yet show you. Lo'igila lo ya'aretz miyad, Hashem didn't tell him the land right away. Kedei lechavva be'enav, it should be more precious in his eyes. V'laseis le'ischar kol dibur v'dim, to give him extra schar. Says the Svas Emes, the way I understand it as follows. That what's this pshat? Hashem said, go to the land, I will yet show you. Where should I go? Travel, we'll see. Go, I'll yet tell you. Says the Svas Emes, what Hashem is telling Avram, we all in our mission have a lot of dreams where we're headed, rightfully so. All of us have plans in our life. We should. We plan out how we envision the next couple of years. We have plans. There was a guy in yeshiva, wonderful Ben Taira, who had a dream to make YU's basketball team. A from ball player, the highest he's going is YU's team. That's like, where's he going? YU's team. My son told me this Shabbos, he told me it's not Mamish Division 3, it's like a lower level Division 3. I didn't know that. Okay, give them Division 3. Don't pick on them like that. Division 3 is a Division 3 ball player. So, like the highest the Frum guy can aspire, anything else is not going to be Shoyim Shabbos. So the highest Division 3 ball guy's going to make YU. So this guy's dream, and he would play hours a day in yeshiva. Hours and hours. He mamish was, he had a dream. Very gishmak a dream. I like that. A youngster wants to play for YU. He's driven towards a dream. It's geschmack. Somewhere along the way, he started getting into Yiddishkeit, started being inspired by Torah, by mitzvahs. He came one day, but it wasn't a sudden zach, but one day he came to me after a long period. And this dream he had been living for years and practicing hours and hours a day. He wasn't a natural athlete. He made himself quite good hours and hours and hours a day. He comes to me one day and he says to me that, Rebbe, my dream has changed. I'm not interested. I don't know what to do. I've invested yaron, and it's not really what I want. And that ability, but this is what I thought I'm going to do. This is what I prepared and practiced and was driving for. Now, we both studied it together. We both believe it did excellent for him. That it helped him. It taught him discipline. It gave him confidence. It was actually a wonderful thing in his life. A wonderful period. And his striving, he accomplished things that he was able to show himself that if I put my mind to it, it did wonderful things for him. But we both discussed that all of us have dreams and pictures, and you're supposed to, and dream, and have big ideas, but we also have to be open-minded to adjust if Hashem has a different plan. Says the Sfas Emes that El Aretz Asher Areka means, I will yet show you, means that you have to put aside your own Ritzinus for what my plan is. Travel! But I'm going to yet show you. It will yet become clear along the way things I want from you. How many people have big plans? I have a friend. I don't want to make the guy sit. He went through a lot of tzaras. And he spoke. He spoke in front of all his friends. Mm-hmm. He described his dream. He had dreamt of being a Veltz Talmud Chacham. And he felt he lost three children, Rachman Litzlan. And he's still a big Talmud Chacham. He's helped many yidden. He felt that he couldn't concentrate on learning. His mind was very hurt. Instead, he got a doctorate in psychology. And he helped and helps many people. But he spoke about his dreams being dashed. He wanted to be a big Talmud Chacham. Was writing Torah, and he felt that something came his way and his mission changed. And every single person has dreams, and then did they expect this son, this spouse, this community issue? Things come your way, and the question is, are you open to adjust to what Hashem wants? And Ala Aretz Asher Areka says the Sfas Emes is a bittle of your own ratzon. Put aside your own dream, your own want, your own plans for what I'm going to yet show you. Travel to where? I'll yet show you. I'm in control, not you. Things come our way. I never thought. Things come. Hashem has a say in our journey, a huge say. And Ala Aretz Asher Areka says the Sfas Emes is a bechena. It means that midah that Hashem controls my life. Hashem controls. Hashem is a say too. That's the bechena Ala Aretz Asher Areka. Sfas Emes says. Here's the kicker, Yehud, what he says, and I love this. I always figured, Ala Aretz Asher Areka, I can say, I think I learned a similar pshat to the Sfas Emes, but I didn't chap elidanu, and I love this. See, the lesson Hashem says to Avram is, go where? I'll yet show you. What does that mean, I'll yet show you? Tell me where. It means you travel, and along the way, I'm going to have missions, so you're going to have to adjust. Now set your goals on Avodas Hashem. I think Eli Danutz, how many people would be successful at challenges is what happens. I'm trying to head there and a guy has a difficult child. So what he does is while he's going, tell me if you agree, Nafti, I've watched this for years of my life. People have a dream and then they have a difficult child as a mushel. So they're still trying for that and like, trying to manage this nuisance. They're like, on the side, the visual, I'm a very visual guy. Do you guys know, the Eilam knows football. Does anybody here know what a clipping penalty is? 15 yards clipping. Low block. There's a low block, there's another thing called clipping. I'm going to look it up.
Is it a pick when it's going to
That's some. That's a pick. What's clipping? It's a low block is not just. We're gonna look it up. You'll see in a minute. You know what clipping is? When you're in, you know this, Dave. When you're engaged, we're gonna look it up. I don't want to teach the wrong thing. I don't want to say a sheker here. When you're engaged with one blocker, another blocker is not let it come over and hit you low. Could somebody look up clipping? What's clipping? Nafti will look it up. What's clipping? I might have the wrong language for the penalty, but it's very important visual. You'll see in a second. Nafti, if you could read the penalty of clipping in football. Naftali, you know what I'm...
Clipping is the act of throwing the body across the back of the leg of an eligible receiver or charging or falling into the back of an opponent below the waist after approaching it from behind.
Oh, so that who said that? So I was with that. Who said that? Mayor said that? So that's not clipping. What's the penalty?
Clipping is blocking an opponent from behind below the waist, provided the opponent is not a runner.
There's a penalty. What is that penalty called when he's engaged with one? Another guy can't come and hit him in a certain way if he's engaged with one. You know what I'm talking about, Naftali?
That's a punch.
Who knows that? There's a pen.
Chop blocking.
Chop blocking. I got it wrong. Not clipping. Not clipping. Chop blocking. Very important.
Chop block clipping.
Chop block. I've heard it now. It's just call a clipping. Read it. Read it to the chevra.
Oh, no,
I love you so nice. Read it to the chop block. A chop block. I want to teach Yanko football.
A chop block is an attempt by an offensive player to block at the lower leg level a defensive player who is already being blocked above the waist by another offensive player.
That's exactly. A chop block is below the feet. So it's chop block. It's a clip. But the problem is, if he's already engaged up high with one guy, another guy can't block him low. I'm already engaged with one guy. That's called a chop block. I'm engaged with you. What are you coming over and hitting me for? That's a chop block. I'm busy with chop. So many people, messianists in their life, are a chop block. God, I'm in the middle here, and you sent me like a tough child. Stuck a chop block. They want to call a penalty on God. 15 yards, chop block. You know what I mean, Yitzhak? Many people, the challenges of life. I'm like here, and you sent a chop block. You're not going to hit below the waist when I'm engaged with somebody else. Yaakov, what I'm describing is, if we would say, Hashem wants me to deal with this, turn your attention to this. We all have to know Hashem has plans. He's reading us. He's talking to us.
I don't know which way he wants to
deal with
it, but there's a problem here.
So I want to say, Chaim, I'm not too much to Chaim, so sometimes in our life we have two issues. There's such a thing, and that's a good question. I'm talking about that we thought I'm supposed to do this. Certainly, if a person's child, that's a big thing in his life. Stop facing there, holding this off. Turn your attention and say, Hashem, I accept. You want me busy with this. Turn your attention and take it on. If you deal with it as a chop block, that's when you fail. El Aretz Asher Areka means, I'm going to show you. I'm going to tell you what the next step is. I'm going to tell you, and you will, and listen to what I say is the next step, says Hashem. Now, we have our own Ritzai. Well, what do you mean? It's nice what you thought. It's nice what you wanted. It's nice where you're going. Turn your attention to this. Don't let it be a chop block. Turn your attention. I said to Chaim, we know what we get this as. This is something I have to engage. So turn your attention there. This is what you should be busy with. El Aretz Ashareka. Hashem, clearly, if the person's listening and paying attention, it's obvious Hashem wants him to face this. People have this, Chaim, their wife has a health issue. So, I'm trying. This now is your new, this is your big zach now. Let's go. Roll up your sleeve. This is your zach now. This is your zach now. This is your thing. So let's go. So engage this thing. Engage it. Face it. Don't let it be a chop block. That I was viewed a chop. Here after my tushto. Face it, deal with it, take this on. This is not minatzad. That's el aretz ashareka. That's el tzfasem es aretz ashareka. But listen better, listen more geshmak shalom. It gets more geshmak, Martel. What gets more geschmack is why does Hashem like get so shticky? He's telling him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he calls it, I'll yet show you to teach this lesson. Here's the killer, Eli Donowitz. Says the Sfas Emes, that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is not only a country. Eretz Yisrael is a way of serving. It's a place that's a type of service of Hashem. Bechinas Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah of Hashem's ratzon, living with what Hashem wants. If you know about Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says it's Ein Elokecha Tamid Ba. Nereishis Hashem Rachsha. Hashem's always looking at Eretz Yisrael. If he wants it to rain, there's no water supply in Eretz Yisrael. It's complicated. If it rains, they have water. If it doesn't, they don't. It's a land you live with God. In Mitzrayim, Hashem gave us a lot of water. There's the Nile, tons of water. It's all Hashem, but the appearance to somebody is, we got it. Hashem, I don't need you, Hashem. Chas v'shalom. In Eretz Yisrael, Hashem makes it very apparent. His ratzon is all there is. He wants you to have water. You have water. He doesn't. You don't. All there is ratzon Hashem. That's the chefs of Shalom of Eretz Yisrael. So when Hashem said to Avram, go to the land, I'll yet show you. Where he taught the lesson of being mevatel, you're not what I want, what I thought, what I planned, what Hashem want from me. And that's how he told him to go there, because that's what it means, Eretz Yisrael. He's describing the land you're going. Bechinas, this is Bechinas, Eretz Yisrael. But the person, what Hashem, what you want from me, that's Bechinas, Eretz Yisrael. What you want from me, that's what I do. Isn't it instructive? I said this verb many times, that we traveled in the desert, we were going to Eretz Yisrael. What was the training for Eretz Yisrael? We had a cloud. When Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, the cloud stopped, we camped. The cloud moved, we went. Stopped, we camped. Moved, we went. We were trained obedience to Hashem's Ratzon. Where he tells me to move, I go. He says stop, I stop. Ratzon Hashem. So that was the training to get to Eretz Yisrael. Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. Follow the trail of Hashem. So Chaim, this, Avram is told two things. Two calls that Avram heeds are the two calls that exist in our life. Two of the calls that exist in our life. Call number one is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. We all have a natural, but let's build on it. Develop with energy, with fight. Develop, add. Don't settle. By the way, break your head and become good at learning. Work hard and develop yourself in Torah. Develop. Learn a lot, know a lot, conquer a lot, develop. Don't say, this is what I am, this is what I know. Develop, advance, figure out, push forward. Develop more in prayer. Develop more as a davener. In every area, lech lecha me'artzcha me'ladetcha me'beis avicha, that which you are naturally, that which was put into you. I have said for a long time that I don't want to raise good boys in Waterbury. I don't want a good boy. Stop being a good... The good boy just always... Mommy's proud of me, and he's just... It's very nice your mother's proud. She should always be proud of you, and mom must be proud of me. It's very nice. That's geschmack. But if the guy is just like... He's just pleasing mom, pleasing dad, or everybody's proud of me, that's nice. But where's your energy to overcome, to add, to connect in a deep, profound... To build something strong and powerful of overcoming... Not just fitting in, he's a good boy, nice boy, doesn't misbehave. I hear. So then that's your birthplace. That's the Lech Lecha. And it's not to ignore it, by the way. Avram is not told, say, to leave it. He's told, Lech, to go. Take it along. Bring it with you. It's good. Artzcha, Meladcha, Beisavicha. By us, we have such good things we're handed from our parents. Take it along, Lech. Not say, don't abandon it. Lech, go, move, advance, bring with, Gevaldig, you have wonderful stuff. You have such good tools that you've been given to go. But now let's go. Now let's go, Lech. I love that the words are Lecha to you. Lech, Lecha. Rashi says Lecha means La'anascha L'tayvascha. The way we're saying the Sfas Emes is you're going to you is you're creating a you. You're creating mitzius out of the teva, out of what Hashem gave you, the tools. You're making a lecha. You're going to you. You're advancing from what was naturally. You're advancing and building with toil, with difficult labor, putting in and investing in all different areas, in Torah and Tefillah and Midas. Build something. I want this winter, Yaakov, the winter gets cold, and you already experienced it last year. I want the guy schwitzing from toil, from building. I'm a very visual guy. Can you stand up for a minute, Yaakov? Everybody look at him for a minute. Who here remembers when Yaakov came to Yeshiva? Shlomo, was he like bursting out of shirts and stuff when he came here? It was no. Were you bursting out of clothing when you came here? Now it's like the guy looks and he pushes like Hulk Hogan over here. You could sit down. Thank you, Yaakov. I want Yaakov. I promise you. Right? I promise you. I want people to see it. It's very important to me. Working out, it's huge. I want every person to know with toil we can build. We can create new. We're not the guy we started. We can mamish hulk up. We can become a guy walks. I was like, whoa. This guy was skinny when I first met him. Like Pashani, he was like, I was thought a big wind and water bear might knock him over. Today, the guy is unmovable. He's a geber. I want guys to see that's the truth of life. We can build and create and develop and add tremendous mass. We can add tremendously. That's a truth of life. It's a truth of life. I love when guys come to yeshiva and work out. I love it. I want a guy, all of a sudden, his feet become tree. You see a guy's working. You see like this innocent little guy, and all of a sudden, they feel like thicker and thicker. The arms are like mightier. It's everybody watch it and know it's true. And we were born, we could expand and create and develop. And that's exactly our mission. Now do it. Do it. Make a Talmud Chacham. Build it. Build a Talmud Chacham. But a real Talmud. I don't want. But I was, my nature in third grade. Say this and that. Was, so was. So build a Davener. Build a Learner. Build a Baal Midas. Construct. Construct and develop and build. Stop giving yourself the limitations of youth. Stop just settling for what was the good stuff that was naturally. By the way, don't just settle. Let's advance. Let's build something more. Let's develop. It's so hard because we have such good things naturally. I almost say it's unfair. Avram Avinu's told Lechem Me'aretzchem Me'ladchem Be'savicha was a bad place. Our Aretzchem Me'ladchem Be'savicha is a lot of good places. Go from that too. Go from that and expand and build it further and take it more and expand on that which is natural. Expand on it and develop it and create your own version, by the way. Find your own connection. It's very beautiful. You know, I watch in Shul, somebody, a beautiful Yid, has a program, Tzaddik, has a program for the youngsters. He gives out such good things. I was watching by davening. The kids first got a can of soda. That was for right before Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, gumballs, very good gumballs. Nash was coming out, donuts, custard donuts. You saw the Shabbos, they were getting, the guy was whining and dining the youngsters for coming to davening. He was given all different rewards for coming for different parts of davening. And he's training his youngsters to come to davening. It was very ziz. And I appreciate that. What wonderful. Each one of those youngsters enjoyed the gumballs and the custard donuts, all the things they got for coming to davening. It's wonderful. And I'll have well-trained youngsters to come to davening. It's a good zach, and that's part of chinuch. Your own kid one day, bring him to davening, encourage him, get him there. Givaldi, it's beautiful, and it makes it what he's accustomed to davening. That's wonderful and should be done. Should be done. But I also pray for that kid one day. I don't want him, this is what he's pre-programmed. Go to the app. And he should be pre-programmed. I'm not like condoning that pre-program. But I want him also along the way to form an attachment to prayer, to get excited. I want him to become a Baal Tshuva. In yeshiva, I always, Waterbury is a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. It's meant to produce Baal Tshuva. Are you guys fathers from? Good, every guy whose father's from should become a Baal Tshuva. The elder guy's Meshug if he doesn't become a Baal Tshuva. So your father's from, why shouldn't you become from too? He did it already, so you should not be from, become from. I'm a Baal Tshuva, I'm trying, I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of becoming a Baal Tshuva.
Same.
I'm a Baal Tshuva. I'm proudly in a Baal Tshuva yeshiva. It's nice we get from the father, and we should have my father. I hope all those kids become. I watch them with their gumballs. I'm just thinking I want them all to become Baal Tshuva. But I mean, do this kid have the call? He, as he's chewing on all his gumballs, mixed with his custard donut, with his can of cider, does this kid also lech lecha meyaretzcha meyladcha beisavicha? His aretzcha meyladcha beisavicha is gan stark. He gets for coming before Baruch Shem, you get four gumballs, and there's a ganze system. I don't know the whole, how many gumballs you get. I don't know how it all works. But the guy has a zah pile of stuff. But I want him also to be from. Shouldn't he also be from? Also have an attachment and an excitement and a connection to that which he's doing. That requires lechomer. That requires adding and building and creating beyond what you were taught. Well, besides what you taught, or using take, and what you were taught was wonderful. But then taking it and expanding on it, developing it, making something out of it. This word that I'm telling you, Yehuda, is so personal. I'm going to share something with the Chevra. I feel close to the guys. It's very, very hard for me to send my kids off to Eretz Yisrael to learn. I've told guys that before. It's hard for me. I like my kids home. I like a family together as geschmack. I grow a lot from being near my kids. I grow from them, and it pushes me, and it's inspiring. It's just it's geschmack. I don't like. Maybe some people like quad. I'm also a shtickle party animal. The house kids. I like all the chevra home and the environment. Geschmack. It's geschmack for me. Geschmack. The mishpacha together. If it was up to me, I'd have a much smaller. I have this big palace. I live in a mansion, so it's spread out. As a youngster, I grew up in an apartment where we had only two bedrooms, two official bedrooms that my parents turned one. So I had four boys living in the same room. Tight room. Four, we were on top of each other's heads. But my bunk bed fell down on my brother's head. He slept right through it. Right. True mice. I remember I fell in his head. I was so nervous he was hurt. He was snoring loud. He was. We slept. Now, my parents moved to a big mansion when I was 13. So my parents said, whoever wants, like an extra room. None of us want extra room. You want to live like geschmack, the mishpacha together. We didn't want to spread out, Pashut. Why would we? If we could live, if the four brothers could be in one room, why would we spread to different rooms? Geschmack. It's just geschmack, mishpacha together. So to go to Eretz Yisrael is difficult. Rev Geisler told my kids such a good zech. He told them in being hard to leave home, so you look at it that shucks, I wish I could be home. But there's a yeshiva designed for me there. Halavai, the yeshiva was like in my bedroom. Halavai, this gorgeous yeshiva was like next door to my house. Shucks, it's in Eretz Yisrael. I got it. It's not the pshat, he said. He said, a person has to leave home at a certain point and go out on their own and connect on their own. You can't just, he told my kids, lech lecha me'aretzcha me'ladcha me'savicha. You got to go off on your own and expand. And figure out and develop and make a connection to it on your own without the help. So you have to do it. It's not a side point. There's a good yeshiva you there. You have to go out to acquire it, to get it, to build on it. So that's why this virtue is so important to me, so meaningful. This incredible svasemes of lech lecha me'aretzcha that Avram. This was we asked what was the merit Avram was zeicha to all the brachas. Is not, he was just told lech lecha, he was zeicha, because he heeded the call that is to every human being of lech lecha me'aretzcha. In the yeshiva, there's all different chevra. We have guys in yeshiva who've been through a lot. And people can have excuses and reasons. That's also aretzcha, but it's true to everybody. No matter if your past is a path of growth and steiging you were handed, a path of challenges and everything in between, and many, and all of us are handed both parts. And to all the parts of our life, lech lecha me'artzcha, advance further, take it and grow and develop and add. And alaretz asher reka, that other word of the Sfas Emes, that always be ready to mivakel your ratzon to ratzon Hashem, to figure out what He wants in each stage, in each period of our life. That's bechinas Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't stam the way He told them to go to Eretz Yisrael. I'll yet tell you that He was describing Eretz Yisrael Hashem. Eretz Yisrael itself is a bechina, a bittel to ratzon Hashem, of listening to ratzon Hashem the way Hashem wants it. That's bechinas Eretz Yisrael. What was the song Mardukha walked down, like before he walked down, that beautiful, what song did he do?
Pizzasna.
Huh? Negin. That's Pizzasna. The Pizzasna Negin?
Yeah, it is.
What Chaim sang with Yisrael Newman, that was the Pizzasna Negin?
I don't know what it's called. I wish I knew what it's called.
Anybody knows?
I wish JD was here. He was telling me this last night.
You heard what they did after, before he walked down? Chaim with Srilly Rubin. Aaron, what was that? When Yisrael Newman played? Wasn't it right before? It was right before he walked down. No, that was before he came out, before he walked down. That's what it was? Anybody anybody knows the PSS? You know the PSS, Negin?
I would love to have that video or that Negin.
Does anybody know the PSS, Negin? Is it Chaim, you know it? Could somebody look up the Aaron, can you look up the PSS, Negin? So nice.
Can we sing it?
You've ever heard? I don't know it.
Can we learn it together?
Let's learn it. It was on there?
Was it? I'm sure it was.
Is it showing up, Aaron? Dave, you know the PSS Negin? You know what you would know.
Maybe if I hear it, I don't really know my name.
Could somebody call Chaim? Nafti, could you call Chaim and ask him where we could hear that Negin? She could find. Aaron Tine is. Who's going to be able to spell PSS now? The Eish Kodesh Negin. It's called the PSS Negin. You look Eish Kodesh, Aaron. That's.
Yeah, I found it.
You found it?
The spelling.
Who's, you found it? Who, anybody have a speaker here? Oh, you'll play it. Well, listen. Nachi will play it for you. Nachi wasn't there. He deserves it. It's composed by the PSS. This was it. Thank you, Mendo. Welcome home. Look up who composed this song, the British Kurdish version.
seems like it was Kodak. Maybe I was just there, Shaw Shit, this past Shaw Shit. Beautiful words from my blind living. It's on H.com. I could either order it on Amazon.
Thank you, Mando. That's what they did right before.
What's this song about?
This, I assume, did he really? I assume he composed it. The PSS that composed it. Yeah, you know if he composed it?
Well, he was saying that it's a tribute to him, but I'm not sure if he composed it.
Loved after he composed it.
So it might be he composed it.
We'll find out, I don't know.
I would love
Why
to
is it relevant to Musa?
Maybe
I just like that song.
No, that's
I don't know more details. I have to find it. I just like it. I don't have to.
Maybe I'm going to call JD after most
we'll find out. We'll find out from Chaim. It's where's the song? What the... I don't know if he composed it. He says it sounds like somebody made it in tribute. You know, yeah, I know. What? It's said a tribute. So they did a video about the PSS and then had the song. The Eish Kodesh. You've learned Chayvus HaTalmidim after? He wrote Chayvus HaTalmidim. Yeah.
I'm in the midst with JD.
It's beautiful.
I'm still on the instruction.
It's beautiful. Isn't that nice? The Chassan wanted that song. The Chassan asked that the Chavis sang. We added, it's an old song, Kim Chayenu, and the Chavra here added, please don't ever take away your love. Penny Shachter taught that to the Chavra. The Chassan wanted it. I wanna say about last night's chassan that everything I'm saying today in Musar about going past, advancing, you could say on the chassan. I was zeicha to know the chassan since he's a young boy. I knew him, I believe, coming out of 7th grade, I believe. I think that's when he came to Heller after he asked Martha, coming out of 7th grade. Is that true, Nafti? Naftali? I think so. And I saw naturally Geshmak Agai. Cool. Talented, geschmack, musician, ball geschmack. And he could have just mailed it in like that. You could rely on that. But he dug deeper and built more. He dug deeper and built more and built something on top of that, both in learning and in ruchnius. Avodas Hashem. He didn't just stay there what was good naturally. You look at Avram Avinu who was having massive success in his hometown. Massive. Changing people, uplifting. Hashem said, I want you to spread out more and do more. You're capable of going past there. If you know this story, we'll close with this, Chevra. I want to share this. Rabbi Avigdor Miller was a very good person. But I want you to hear this. The story is a deep story, Yehuda. And really, it's all our obligation to be Reb Miller in this aspect. It only, like Avram Avinu, it's more dramatic and brings out the point. Reb Miller had steiged a lot. You know Reb Miller's story, Meir? Reb Miller, on the last day of his life, thanked Hashem for different details of his life. And he held, this was one of the miracles of his life. You and I would not talk about Reb Avigdor Miller if not for the following point. Really? Rabbi Avigdor Miller had grown a lot, was especially, I don't know the ages, let's say he was 24, 25, in that range. Geshmak a person, a ben Torah, you and I probably never would have heard of him. Not probably, we never would have heard of him. He would have been a nice geshmak guy, a pulpit rabbi, wonderful, good person. And he went for a job in his hometown, like very exciting. The man had grown, went to yeshiva, learned geshmak, And then he went for a job in Baltimore, Naftali, thinking he was going to get the job. And every logic, welcome home, Akiva Fry, welcome home. Every logic. Two guys who we felt, who we learned, can dance with the best of them. Yehuda Zelman and Akiva Fry. Oh my goodness. Excellent, Akiva, excellent. We probably most days should have you, the Zelma, like start Musa Vad with a dance, end with a dance. It's like silly we don't. But anyway, the kids are Avigdor. You know this story about Avigdor? He was like, no chance. You know this story? You know this story? Avigdor Miller, so he's a Talmud Chacham, and he went for a job thinking he's going to get the job. And this is like a dream job. Who doesn't want to go back to their birthplace? He was from Baltimore. And he had a job that he really thought he would win. And every indication was he was going to get the job. And Shalom, a nace happens, and he's turned down. He could have grown up in Shlomo's hometown. And he thought he would get the job, and he was turned down. At the time, nice to see a Momo and Kivali. At the time, it was a massive, massive clap. Reb Miller was tremendously hurt, turned down for the job, rejection, and this was a dream, go back to his hometown, a conquering hero. Lemaisa, he decides, he doesn't have that job, he decides to go back to Europe and learn. And he met Rev Isaac Scher, who changed his life. He learned by his Rebbe, I believe, for 7 years. I'm not sure how long. And the Rev Miller we had the rest of his life, Meir, was completely altered because of his Rebbe. It changed the entire trajectory, Yosef Chaim, of his life. All of us, Nachi, have Rev Avigdor Miller. We're talking about Rev Avigdor Miller because he went back to Europe. Now, the irony is he could have, like, he did his thing. He was a good yeshiva man. But there was something more, deeper, better. Now, he went to a new country, a new culture, a new world. He dug deeper and built something bigger and more. That's his version of Lech Lecha Me'aretz Me'ladetcha. He would have been a very fine scholar. You know, Baltimore would have had a very nice scholar, at, very good. But he built something more, deeper, and he looked deeper into himself. He didn't settle there. It happened. Hashem helped that nace. But that was his version of Lech Lecha Me'aretz Me'ladetcha Me'savicha. And all of us have to answer that call of building something more, deeper. We have natural gifts that are wonderful, that are so special and so gishmak, but to build something more and deeper, taking those natural gifts, that's the call to all of us. That's the Lech Lecha call that exists to us all.